Day 92, Sunday, February 5th. Exodus 15. Exodus 15 1-27 NKJV. Then Moses and the children of Israel sang this song to the Lord, and spoke, saying, I will sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and its rider he has thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength and song, and he has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will praise him, my father's God, and I will exalt him. The Lord is a man of war, the Lord is his name. Pharaoh's chariots and his army he has cast into the sea. His chosen captains also are drowned in the Red Sea. The depths have covered them. They sank to the bottom like a stone. Your right hand, O Lord, has become glorious in power. Your right hand, O Lord, has dashed the enemy in pieces. And in the greatness of your excellence you have overthrown those who rose against you. You sent forth your wrath, it consumed them like stubble. And with the blast of your nostrils the waters were gathered together. The flood stood upright like a heap, the depths congealed in the heart of the sea. The enemy said, I will pursue, I will overtake, I will divide the spoil. My desire shall be satisfied on them. I will draw my sword, my hand shall destroy them. You blew with your wind, the sea covered them, they sank like lead in the mighty waters. Who is like you, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like you, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders? You stretched out your right hand, the earth swallowed them. You in your mercy have led forth the people whom you have redeemed. You have guided them in your strength to your holy habitation. The people will hear and be afraid. Sorrow will take hold of the inhabitants of Philistia. Then the chiefs of Edom will be dismayed. The mighty men of Moab, trembling will take hold of them. All the inhabitants of Canaan will melt away. Fear and dread will fall on them. By the greatness of your arm they will be as still as a stone, till your people pass over, O Lord, till the people pass over whom you have purchased. You will bring them in and plant them in the mountain of your inheritance, in the place, O Lord, which you have made for your own dwelling, the sanctuary, O Lord, which your hands have established. The Lord shall reign forever and ever. For the horses of Pharaoh went with his chariots and his horsemen into the sea, and the Lord brought back the waters of the sea upon them. But the children of Israel went on dry land in the midst of the sea. Then Miriam the prophetess, the sister of Aaron, took the timbrel in her hand, and all the women went out after her with timbrels and with dances. And Miriam answered them, Sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and its rider he has thrown into the sea. So Moses brought Israel from the Red Sea, then they went out into the wilderness of Shur. And they went 3 days in the wilderness and found no water. Now when they came to Marah, they could not drink the waters of Marah, for they were bitter. Therefore the name of it was called Marah. And the people complained against Moses, saying, What shall we drink? So he cried out to the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree. When he cast it into the waters were made sweet. There he made a statute and an ordinance for them. And there he tested them, and said, If you diligently heed the voice of the Lord your God and do what is right in his sight, give ear to his commandments and keep all his statutes, I will put none of the diseases on you which I have brought on the Egyptians. For I am the Lord who heals you. Then they came to Elim, where there were 12 wells of water and 70 palm trees, so they camped there by the waters. Daily deep dive. Imagine this moment. The people of Israel and everyone they loved had been enslaved and treated oppressively for their entire lives. Not only had their lives been hard and full of difficult labor, day after day, there had also been atrocities. Killing of their children. After witnessing the plagues and coming out of Egypt, again fear gripped them as they saw the mighty force of the Egyptian army bearing down on them. At last, After miraculously passing through the Red Sea, the Egyptian army was destroyed. There was nothing to fear now, and the great Almighty, eternal, all-powerful God had saved them. What would you do? Imagine the celebration. It's no surprise that this is where we find the first song of the Bible recorded. Interestingly, it's also one of the last songs of the Bible, Revelation 15:3, verse 11, NKJV states, "Who is like you, O Lord, among the gods?" The word translated God here is the Hebrew word El. It's often used to refer to the true God, 213 times, but can also apply to any false god. See Exodus 34:14, where it's used both ways, no other god and jealous god. It also is translated mighty or mighty ones or strong ones. Compare Psalm 89:6 mighty, Ezekiel 31:11 mighty one, and Ezekiel 32:21 strong. Verse 15, regarding the chiefs of Edom, I'll remind you that we covered the sons of Edom in Genesis 36:15. Verse 20 and 21, why is Miriam regarded as a prophetess? This is the feminine form of the word prophet. It means an inspired woman. The Brown Driver Briggs Dictionary adds ancient type endowed with gift of song. It appears that Miriam in this moment is inspired by God to lead the women in song, music and dancing to worship God. Verse 23, as we move through the Pentateuch, you will notice that the Israelites are not particularly creative when naming things. The name typically means exactly what is happening. Here they name the place Bitter equals Marah because the water was bitter / Marah. We'll see this over and over. Here's what the UCG reading plan states about this section. In the arid climate of the region, people and animals alike needed much water every day. Water could be stored in animal skins, which would sweat. When the dry wind passed over the skin, it would have a cooling or chilling effect on the stored water. But with millions of people and animals, a large supply of water was essential. Do we find the people crying out to God for their needs, the one who had saved them and had met all their needs thus far? Sadly, only a few days have passed since the wondrous event at the Red Sea, and we find the Israelites once again complaining before Moses. On their arrival at an oasis called Marah, named so because of the bitter water, God again used a miracle to teach the Israelites a lesson. As God in His mercy miraculously purified the bitter waters despite their complaining, He also made a covenant with the Israelites. As long as they trusted in and obeyed Him, He would also be their healer. The sicknesses and diseases that they had seen befall the Egyptians as a result of ignorance, disregard and disobedience to God's righteous laws would not afflict the Israelites. And verse 25 and 26, it is here that God begins to set standards by which they will either receive blessings for obedience or cursings and consequences for disobedience. God tells them, if you are diligent to shama, the voice of the Lord. This is an important word in the Hebrew language. It has commonly been associated with Deuteronomy 6:4, but it's a very common word used 1,159 times in the Old Testament. This word means to hear, to understand, to discern and to obey. It often means all of this at the same time. When God tells us to hear something, Shema, it means that we also process what we hear and put it into action in our lives. So here in Exodus 15:26, God actually uses the word twice in a row, Shema Shema. Only 18 times in the Bible is the word used in this repeated fashion, Shema Shema. When this is done, it is meant to give even greater emphasis. Heed becomes diligently heed, obey become indeed obey or carefully obey, hear becomes hear attentively, etc. If they would be diligent to heed, Shema Shema, to be careful to obey, follow, and keep all that God commands and instructs them, then God would make a promise that He would not put any of the diseases that He had placed on the Egyptians, because God is our healer. We'll finish today by again reading from the UCG reading plan, a part of God's promise to Israel that they would escape disease and illness involved their obeying the many statutes He gave them that pertain to physical health. Numerous health principles that God gave through Moses are scattered throughout the Pentateuch. They involve public hygiene, water supply, sewage disposal, proper diet and control of infectious disease. Since God gave so much detailed instruction in these areas, it may imply that Israel was not living according to God's health code in Egypt. Medical doctors S.I. McMillan and David E. Stern wrote, in their book, None of These Diseases, The Bible's Health Secrets for the 21st Century, 2000, pages 9-11, that Egyptian medical and sanitation practices were abominable. There is a lesson for us in this. God wants us to be healthy and He is also our healer. However, if we do not live in accordance with what we know to be sound health principles today, we are not doing what we can to maintain good health, and we may suffer disease as a result. God expects us to live wisely and do what we can to sustain good health. When the Israelites arrived at another oasis, called Elim, we find that each tribe had a well provided for it. We also read that there were 70 palm trees there, which, interestingly, was later the number of the elders of Israel, Numbers 11:24-25, and,